So much of Mexican food is about the interplay between tortillas and a sauce, like enchiladas, or eating mole or a soup with a tortilla for dipping, or, one of my favorite dishes, chilaquiles. Our producer, Sally Swift, talked with Tucker Shaw about America's Test Kitchen's take on this classic.
Hey, Tucker, nice to have you back.
Hey, Sally, thanks for having me.
I want to talk today about a dish that I actually don't know very much about, chilaquiles. Will you describe them for us?
Yum. This is a great topic to discuss. Chilaquiles is sort of a stew. It's sort of built on dried chilies and tomatoes or tomatillos, whichever way you go, maybe some chicken, maybe some eggs, and the essential ingredient is tortilla chips that you stir into the stew to soften. And the chips really give it a really lovely deep corn flavor, but it's an unusual way to use your chips.
And is this dish Mexican or Tex-Mex? What are the origins?
Kind of all of the above and then some. Tortillas predate Europeans arriving in North America by quite a while. So I think that most dishes that are primarily built on tortillas certainly have roots farther back than the Spanish arrival. So I would venture to say that this dish, or a very, very similar, you know, close cousin to it, is probably older than even the idea of Mexico.
Wow. That's something to wrap your head around. Okay, so the chips, because they are so seminal in this dish, can go bad in a lot of ways. So what did you decide about chips?
It can go south for sure. So because the main function of the chips here are to add sort of some bulk and also some really deep roasted corn flavor, you want to be able to have chips that don't introduce too many other things like salt, and that also maintain their integrity after a little bit of time in that sauce. So they should soften, but they shouldn't get too soggy.
So store-bought chips aren't going to work perfectly in this dish. Is that what you discovered?
No. Yeah. Okay. I mean, variance between brands really gives a very, very different result. And some store-bought chips are super thick, some are super thin, some are super salty. In order to control the chips going in, we decided to make our own. And honestly, it's really not that hard.
Okay. How did you do them? Did you deep fry them?
So that's one way you could do it for sure. But we use the oven instead because what you're really looking for isn't like a shatteringly crisp chip. You just want something that's toasted and has a little bit of a crunch to it before it goes into the dish. So you basically take some corn tortillas, cut them into triangles, toss them with a little bit of oil, and you bake them in the oven for 15 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, something like that, until they're pretty crisp. And the hard part is to like not actually just sit there and eat all the chips, but to set them aside to use in your dish later.
Okay, so the chips are ready. Talk to us about the sauce.
So we build our sauce primarily on dried guajillo chilies, which you can find in most grocery stores these days. So these are beautiful, deep red, almost jewel-toned dried peppers. And you toss them dry into a Dutch oven to toast them for a few minutes. And just that period of heating them over a dry heat really kind of blooms their flavor and releases some of the oils and gives you a really strong, deep flavor base. So then you take them out and you drop them in the blender with some jalapenos, fresh jalapenos, and fresh poblanos. So you're using three different peppers here, which gives you sort of a wide range of pepper flavors all at once. So you're getting fruity, you're getting heat, you're getting all these kind of redolent, beautiful expressions of peppers in there. You toss in some canned tomatoes, some onion and garlic, and cilantro, and you blitz it really until it's pretty smooth. You return that back to the Dutch oven and start it heating up. And because we make our chilaquiles with chicken in this recipe, you drop in a couple of chicken breasts and let them poach for a while. So this probably takes about 15 minutes. You yank those out when they're done, put them aside, and you start to reduce the sauce a little bit because it will be a little bit thinner than what you're looking for in the final dish because you do want a fairly, you know, a sauce that will stick to your fork. While that sauce is reducing, you simply shred the chicken using a couple of forks to pull it apart as you would and stir them back into the sauce. And so here you are with this beautiful sauce, this chili sauce with tomatoes and onion, garlic, and chicken. And you've got a tray full of tortilla chips that you've made. And this will feel strange if you've never done it before, but you need to drop those chips into the sauce and stir them in.
Okay.
And then you cover the dish and let them sit for anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. And that's really up to you. Some people like their chips in chilaquiles to sort of maintain a real, I guess, al dente-ness, mm-hmm. for lack of a better word. Some people like them a little bit softer. But you want to leave them in there long enough so that they don't come out sort of shatteringly crisp and they're able to distribute some of that really deep corn flavor throughout your sauce. And then, of course, you load it up with, you know, some cilantro, some queso fresco, maybe like some sliced radishes. Any way you want to kind of dress it up to kind of finish off the dish.
That sounds delicious. Tucker, thank you.
Thanks, Sally.
Tucker Shaw is editor-in-chief of Cook's Country, and you can find that recipe for chicken chilaquiles at splendidtable.org.